Hello, welcome to the English News at Winter Radio and Television Station. To listeners, this morning the National Assembly Standing Committee held a conference of full-time National Assembly deputies to discuss some law projects to be submitted to the National Assembly at the third session of the 15th National Assembly. The opening session this morning was attended by the attendance of the Party General Secretary Nguyễn Phú Trọng. The upcoming third session of the National Assembly will focus on legislative work. This afternoon in Hanoi, the Ministry of Construction held a nationwide online conference to remove duplicities in construction costs and construction contracts for projects using public investment capital and public investment capital of the Law on Public Investment. At the conference, the Ministry of Construction approved the report on the operation status of project maintenance boards under the Ministry of Transport, Vietnam Construction Association, Vietnam Expressway Corporation, Vietnam Electric City, Hanoi Construction Corporation, Đèo Cả Construction Group, and Project Management Board of Provinces in the first 3 months of 2022. Although nearly 2,000 works and work items have been implemented, including the Transition Form 2021 and new implementation, facing many difficulties due to fluctuations in gas supply prices, leading to sudden spikes in construction material prices such as cement, sand, iron and steel, and transportation costs also increased rapidly. Construction work faced many difficulties, works were stalled. In capacity due to the general situation, the suppliers of cement, sand, iron and steel also increased their prices, directly affecting the construction progress was, especially those with construction progress were launched delayed due to the impact on the ground that has not been handed over to the construction unit. Minister of Construction Nguyễn Thanh Nghị said that in the coming time, the ministry will survey to soon issue the rate of investment capital for the construction works and construction prices, synthesize priority structural parts for the provinces in the southwest, at the same time to sound the difficulties in setting up value-added tax reduction procedures. The ministry will have specific instructions in the evaluation and application of the value-added tax rate of construction tax in the direction of applying from 8 to 10%. According to Kinh tế Department of Blank Investment, in the first quarter of 2022, business registration in Kinh tế City has progressed again. In March, Kinh tế Department of Blank Investment granted new business registrations to 130 businesses with a total registered capital of over 502 billion đồng. Thus, in the first quarter of 2022, the whole city has reached nearly 33% of the plan. The total registered capital is also more than 2,347 billion dong. From the beginning of the year to the present, for attracting domestic and foreign investment in industrial and processing zones and attracting foreign investment, no new projects have been attracted. However, in the first quarter of this year, industrial and export processing zones attracted one new project with total registered investment capital of $1.26 million, adjusted two projects with total registered investment capital increase by $1.71 million. Total revenue of enterprises operating in industrial zones reached over $548 million, down 4% over the same period in 2021. Today, Kinh tế City Tax Department held a conference for business dialogue in the first quarter of 2022 and proposed an invoice in the spirit of Decree No. 123-2020 NDCP, dated October 19, 2020 of the government. The use of invoices health organizations, enterprises, business, households, and individuals improve their management skills and serve costs as well as create a healthy and eco-business environment among collection-paying organizations. Have tax authorities build a database of taxpayers' invoices, so on and so forth. Brief news. Today, Vietnam lost 83,376 new cases of COVID-19 infection. The national tally now stands at 9,274,849. On March 28, Gunter confirms 53 cases of COVID-19 infection. That's all for the English News of Gunter Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.